John, I've got to ask you, with Josh Anderson picking up his first NHL goal in the last game, do you still get excited for those kids when they score that first one?
Yeah. And I thought, not only scoring a goal, I thought he skated. I thought he had a presence about him physically. But to see him come to the bench, you know, I have a couple of kids there are his age, you know, and so to see that type of enthusiasm and the players around him, his teammates, yeah, that's cool. And we get so wrapped up in some of the negative things that go on with your team when you're having a run like we're having right now, and you forget about, you got to have a little fun here too. So it was nice to see him get that done. He played really well.
Yeah, and what about Kirby's pass that he gave to him? I mean, he set him up really well.
Yeah, Kirby made a good pass there, made some good plays coming out of the end zone. I thought when I put Doobie in the middle of them, I thought that line really played well. Yeah, you know how I feel. I think that it's a young man's game. If we can get some of our kids without hurting them, without putting them in situations we're going to hurt their progression, I want to give them a chance here.
Cam Atkinson, not just because he scored a shorthanded goal the other night, but how much do you like him on the penalty kill?
Yeah, he's quick. I think he understands the positioning of our penalty kill. He's a smart player. You saw at the end, you know, at the end of the game when the score's tied, he's on the ice defensively too. So since I've been here in the games that I've coached, I use him in all different areas. And penalty killing with his quickness, his ability to block shots, and willingness to block shots, he's been very good for us.
Even after a couple of months, do you find yourself, like here today, getting ready for this game, still wondering exactly what you're going to get out of your team from game to game?
Yeah, at times. And that's not being negative. It just is what it is. We're still in that kind of the crosshairs of what are we? And the consistency of it. And I think although we haven't gotten the results, I watch us in certain times, and I think we're getting better. The biggest point that we have to improve at, because you're in them all the time, are close games, one-goal games. Whether you're leading, whether you're losing, the games are always close. And I just like to see us more comfortable in keeping ourselves a little bit of flat line, not getting too high or too low when things are going wrong or good in the game, and just go about our business. And that's a mental aspect of the game. That's the area that we're really trying to improve in.
Is it weird to be playing the Islanders and not be at Nassau Coliseum?
You know what's even weirder? It's not being at Nassau Coliseum, but then when you come into this building, I look in the hallways, it reminds me of Madison Square Garden, the hallways here, as far as the pictures, and some people won't know what I'm talking about. I walked in here, I thought I was at MSG. So it looks like a beautiful building, tremendous history in the Nassau Coliseum. But it got to the point where I don't think they were paying their electric bill because we didn't have any lights in the coaches' room. So it was.
It may have been intentional.
It could have been. But it looks like a fantastic building. I hope we feel good about it with a win when we come out of here, even better about it tonight. So let's hope we're ready to play.
All right. Thanks, Torch. Good luck.
My pleasure.
Head coach Sean Tortorella. Milan, back to you.